It's the Paul Smart Show after Liverpool have won 2-0, but most importantly, Liverpool have qualified for the Champions League next year. I'm joined by Chloe Bloxham, by Harry O'Prior and Neil Lackinson. And Neil, they've done the business today. They've done the business for a month now, but they absolutely did the business today.
They nailed it. They nailed what they needed to do. The point about this is we had one job to do, win the fucking game. They won the game, and they were clearly the better side, but they were very certain. Second half, they were a bit wobbly, it was a bit weird, and then it was just clear they were going to go and find the way through. But you know what it's not about? It's not about just qualifying for the Champions League. It's about being ready to go and win the fucking thing. It's not about getting the money so you get some players in for this, that, or the other. It's about getting the money in to get the players in to go and win the league. They've won 8 of the last 10. 8 of the last 10. It is a phenomenal run, John, they've done. They've won 8 of the last 10. They've drawn the other two. They've took 26 points from a possible 30. They've been phenomenally good. They've got what they deserve, and all you wanted was them to get what they deserve. They are a side that should play Champions League football, but they don't play Champions League football to make the numbers up. They play Champions League football to win the Champions League, and today you got to see more of that. They are one of the best teams in the country, one of the best teams in Europe. I couldn't be happier for them, but I couldn't be happier for us, because this is what we're about. We're going to go and win that Champions League next year. The qualifier was today. We've won that. Let's fucking go.
After Harriet.
I have nothing to say, but my hands were freezing. The brain was pouring, but I didn't care.
Because you were in there.
I was back
in the
ground.
Inside. What's
I know.
Doing,
honestly, it was all
over
the ground.
Look at the weather outside right now. Yeah. It's pouring down.
Harry, you were in the ground.
I was in the ground. It was incredible to be back, and it was obviously the first time since, I think, I haven't been since last January. It was an absolute whirlwind. Amazing to be back, but I wasn't worried about checking the scores and seeing what the other teams were doing. I was just focused on Liverpool, and we didn't need to look at anything else. We were 1-0 up, and I knew there was going to be a second goal coming in the second half, and it happened. And, you know, the goals weren't spectacular, but they didn't need to be today. We knew we had a job to get done, and we did it, and Mane scored 2 great goals. And you know, anyone, you know, this season people wrote us off months ago and they said, oh no, top four's gone. Well, it hasn't gone, and we finished third, not even four. So there you go. Have that.
Fucking cop for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dare please Liverpool, Chloe.
I know, fuck me. I said we weren't gonna make top four. Nah, you know, I did it just to jinx us, because I knew this was gonna happen. No, but you know, a couple of months ago, you'd have said this Liverpool side probably don't deserve top four. The last 10 games, we've deserved top four. And I think if you look at it, you know, you've got Reece Williams, Nat Phillips. And I'm like, we've actually got top four with those two at the back for the majority of the season. And you've had lapses of concentration from people in the midfield and stuff where, because they're just not playing with a full team, which they were supposed to come in and do. And I think every single one of those lads should be proud of what they've done. They may not have challenged for the league like they thought they were going to do at the beginning, but fuck me, what a turnaround from a couple of months ago this is.